Welcome to the debate. Today we are tearing into this like fundamental tension that's just ripping through enterprise architecture right now.
Yeah, the collision between the relentless speed of AI-generated code and the completely uncompromising reality of enterprise compliance.
Exactly. Specifically, we're evaluating the Microsoft Dataverse platform against this rapidly expanding trend of, you know, pairing traditional external databases with modern vibe coding platforms.
Right. And the central question we really have to answer is whether organizations actually have to sacrifice IT governance just to achieve the kind of rapid AI-driven business innovation that the market is frankly demanding.
And this discussion emerges from the author's recent architectural analysis regarding the Power Apps Code Apps advantage. I'll be approaching this from the perspective of an IT professional. My mandate is application lifecycle management, maintaining impenetrable security boundaries, and ensuring long-term architectural stability.
And I am looking at this from the vantage point of the innovative business contributor. I am fighting for agility, rapid ideation, and operational speed. Because, I mean, let's just put it out there. Traditional IT processes are fundamentally way too slow.
Well,
they just overcomplicate simple operational needs. We have brilliant people across our organizations who see massive inefficiencies on the floor every single day. And they know exactly how to solve them. But they cannot wait 6 to 8 months for IT to provision infrastructure, set up a database schema, and run through an endless gauntlet of security reviews just to build a basic internal tool.
So they just bypass the process entirely.
Because they have to. They're pulling out their personal credit cards to buy subscriptions to external vibe coding platforms. And for those who might not be deep in the weeds of this workflow, vibe coding fundamentally changes the paradigm. Instead of writing syntax, a business user just simply describes the application they want in natural language.
Right, prompt engineering.
Exactly. The LLM iteratively generates the logic, compiles it, and ships a working user interface right in front of them in days, sometimes hours. When you pair that front-end generation with a traditional hosted database like a Superbase instance or a managed Postgres, you get immediate operational value. If IT cannot match the speed of these AI models, the business will simply route around the IT department.
Look, I see why that speed is intoxicating for a business user. I really do. But that exact workflow is completely reckless. It puts the entire company at existential risk.
Oh, come on. Existential?
Yes. Building on external vibe platforms with traditional hosted databases creates a catastrophic compliance exposure. Because it shatters the tenant boundary.
See, tenant boundary is often just IT code for a roadblock. I mean, why should a business innovator care about where the servers sit when frontier models like Claude Opus, GPT-5, or Gemini 2.5 Pro are advancing weekly and can instantly build out the entire database schema for them?
They should care because the second you spin up a hosted Postgres database on an external vibe platform, your proprietary enterprise data leaves the organization's control. It sits in a public cloud environment that is completely disconnected from our central Entra ID governance.
But the results?
You are creating a unique snowflake repository every single time an employee has a good idea. That means custom authentication, manual security controls, and ad hoc logging that IT has zero visibility into. And the data actually bears out the hidden cost of this tool sprawl.
But wait, the upfront cost is literally like a $20 monthly subscription.
That is an illusion. The actual total cost of ownership is devastating. You aren't just paying for the vibe coding platform. You're paying for the external database hosting. You're paying for GitHub Enterprise. You're paying for third-party security monitoring to watch the data you just voluntarily exfiltrated.
Wow.
Yeah. The analytical data shows that managing this fragmented stack requires an estimated 1.5 to 2.5 full-time employees per project just to handle the platform and governance overhead. You have to manually sync authentication between your corporate directory and this external database. You have to patch custom middleware.
I'm sorry, but I just don't buy that the business has to be paralyzed by infrastructure management. The AI writes the middleware now.
The AI does not sign legal compliance documents. Let's talk about HIPAA for a second. When you use these external vibe coding platforms, they offer no business associate agreement.
Right.
Without a BAA, you absolutely cannot put PHI into these systems. In fact, if you read the terms of service for most of these vibe coding platforms, they explicitly prohibit regulated health data. So when your brilliant innovator uses their personal credit card to build a fast AI-generated patient intake app, they aren't just moving fast. They are committing a severe compliance breach that can cost the company millions in fines.
Okay, that is a compelling argument regarding the regulatory reality. I hear that. But you have to consider that the business innovator doesn't actually want to cause a compliance breach.
Then they shouldn't go rogue.
But they don't want to manage shadow IT either. The problem is the binary choice IT has historically forced on them. Either use our approved system and wait a year, or go rogue.
It's not a choice, it's a requirement of operating a secure enterprise.
But it doesn't have to be binary anymore. The architectural analysis we're examining introduces a pathway that bridges this gap completely, utilizing the persona of the innovative maker. We don't actually have to choose between the vibe coding experience and enterprise governance.
I'm listening.
Business innovators can start their exact same natural language process inside the vibe.powerapps.com environment. They describe their idea, the AI builds the first working iteration, and they validate it with real users immediately.
Right. Okay. Standard low-code generation. But low-code always hits a ceiling. Eventually, the business logic gets too complex for the drag-and-drop interface. And then what? They are stuck in a proprietary sandbox.
That's the paradigm shift. They don't hit a brick wall anymore. When the app requires complex, custom logic or rigorous automated testing, the innovator can export that application directly into VS Code.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They transition seamlessly from a business innovator to an innovative maker. They pull the project into a professional IDE, fire up GitHub Copilot, and just continue building in actual code.
Hold on, let's dig into the mechanism of that crossover for a second. Because when you say they export it, usually in the low-code world, an export gives you this massive, unreadable XML blob or spaghetti code that a professional developer basically just has to throw away and rewrite from scratch.
Not here. The platform unpacks the solution into human-readable YAML and PowerFX files. With the PowerApps CodeApps foundations, it natively scaffolds into React components. You aren't throwing away the prototype, you are evolving it.
Okay, so the front-end logic moves into a professional code repository. But what about the data layer? Where does that go?
The underlying data foundation doesn't change. It is dataverse the entire time.
Oh, which means, wait, the artifact stays inside the Microsoft 365 and Entra ID tenant boundary from the exact moment of inception through to professional development?
Exactly. The data never leaves your control.
I have to admit, keeping the data layer anchored like that is a massive shift. Because if it remains on Dataverse, it is automatically covered by the enterprise BAA.
Right.
It inherits the HITRUST certifications automatically. It natively supports HIPAA compliance without IT having to negotiate a new contract with some random vibe coding startup.
See? The regulatory headache just vanishes. The innovator gets the exact same speed of thought generation on day one, but the data never leaves the house.
Okay, but let me push back on this execution, because solving the data residency issue doesn't automatically solve the repository sprawl. If you give 1,000 business innovators the ability to pull their apps into VS Code, you are now generating 1,000 distinct Git repositories.
Sure.
Doesn't that just create a completely different kind of technical debt? IT still has to figure out how to deploy, monitor, and secure 1,000 different code bases.
That would be true if they were starting from a blank slate in VS Code, but they aren't. This is where the PowerApps CodeApps Foundations template comes in. When the maker pulls the project into VS Code, the template provides an immediate interactive setup wizard.
Okay.
It automatically injects enterprise-grade security right out of the gate. We're talking about AES 256 GCM encrypted secrets and native 1Password CLI integration injected directly into the scaffolding.
But how are those encryption keys managed across 1,000 repos? Because if developers are hard-coding tokens...
They aren't, because the foundation is tethered to Dataverse. Authentication defaults to Entra ID. The template configures the plumbing so the application assumes the identity of the user running it, respecting the corporate directory automatically. The maker doesn't spend 3 weeks debugging OAuth flows or figuring out how to store API keys securely. The baseline is already hardened.
Wait, if the authentication is centralized through Entra ID, and the data layer is uniformly Dataverse, then IT only has to configure the application lifecycle management pipelines one time.
Precisely.
We can set up our data loss prevention policies and managed environments at the tenant level. Once that foundation is poured, those 1,000 different innovative makers can self-serve their own deployments.
Yes.
They can push from dev to test to production, and my IT guardrails trigger automatically across every single repository. We don't have to rebuild the compliance architecture for every new idea. I don't need to hire an army of staff to manually review 1,000 different code bases, because the architectural constraints are baked right into the environment itself.
And the business user gets the focus entirely on the operational problem they're trying to solve. They get the agility of vibe coding without the friction of acting as a junior cloud architect.
I completely see the appeal for the business now. But from an IT perspective, this unified architecture unlocks something far more critical than just developer speed. It unlocks scalable, secure AI integration.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's look closely at the agentic AI advantage detailed in the author's analysis, because this is where traditional external databases completely fall apart.
You're talking about how AI agents interact with the data layer.
Yes.
Right now, every major AI platform is moving toward agentic workflows, where the AI doesn't just write code, it actively queries your database to answer user questions or automate tasks. Traditional databases, like your hosted Postgres, are trying to keep up by shipping with an MCP, a Model Context Protocol server.
Which allows the AI agent to talk directly to the database.
It does. But look at the mechanism of how a traditional MCP works. A traditional database MCP only exposes the raw schema. It shows the AI agent the tables, the columns, and the data types. It just says, here is the orders table, and here is the revenue column. It is purely structural plumbing.
So the AI knows where the data is, but it doesn't really know what the data means. Worse, it doesn't know who is allowed to look at that. If you hook an external AI agent up to a traditional Postgres MCP, the database has no concept of the user asking the question.
Oh, right.
IT has to spend months building custom middleware to intercept the AI's query, check the user's permissions, apply role-level security, and filter the data before handing it back to the LLM. You have to rebuild the security logic for every single AI agent you deploy.
Which brings us right back to the 2.5 full-time employees per project just to manage the overhead.
Exactly. But the mechanism behind the Dataverse MCP is fundamentally different. It doesn't just expose the schema. It exposes the business semantics natively. Think of the Dataverse MCP as a bilingual translator with a top-tier security clearance. When an AI agent queries the system, the MCP intercepts the request and instantly checks the user's Entra ID context against the Dataverse role-based access controls.
So if a regional sales rep asks the AI agent to summarize quarterly revenue,
the AI only receives the revenue data for that specific rep's territory. The row and column security flows through the MCP automatically. The AI intrinsically understands the business units, the hierarchical relationships, and the field-level audit trails, because the semantic meaning is embedded in the platform itself.
That is incredible.
It doesn't have to build custom middleware. We can safely unleash Copilot Studio or custom agentic tools on the data repository, because the governance layer is absolute.
That structural integrity is massive. But, you know, it actually amplifies the flexibility for the developer, too. Let me use an analogy here. Think of your application architecture like a high-performance vehicle. The external vibe coding platforms give you a shiny, fast car, but the hood is welded shut.
Right.
It's a sealed proprietary chassis. The AI model generating your code is completely opaque. You don't know if the vendor's using an outdated version of GPT behind the scenes, and you have zero visibility into how the code is actually being reasoned.
You're entirely dependent on the vendor's roadmap.
Exactly. But with the Power Apps Code Apps approach, when the developer pulls that application into VS Code, we pop the hood. The coding model leadership in the AI space is volatile. It shifts month to month. One week, Anthropic's Claude is writing the best React components. The next week, OpenAI drops a new model that handles complex logic better. Inside VS Code, utilizing tools like GitHub Copilot or other agentic extensions, the developer has total transparency.
They can just swap out the engine parts.
They can pick the frontier model by name and version. If a radically better AI model ships on a Tuesday, the developer can route their prompts through that new model on Wednesday.
They have absolute flexibility to use the sharpest tool available without ever compromising the structural integrity of the chassis, which is the Dataverse foundation.
And because the repository was scaffolded with the PowerApps CodeApps foundations, you still have a rigorous audit trail. You know exactly which developer using which AI model committed which line of code. And you have the automated testing, the Vitess and Playwright hooks running in the background to ensure the AI didn't hallucinate a breaking change.
Yeah, it forces the AI to prove its work before it ever hits production.
Which circles us perfectly back to the core architectural philosophy we started with. If every repository inherits this exact same foundational template, the enterprise achieves something incredibly rare: total uniformity in governance, without standardizing the actual tools the developers use to think.
Yes.
You can have internal apps for human resources, external facing portals through Power Pages for your partners, and complex logistical tools for operations, all being built by different teams using completely different AI models. But they all share one governance pipeline, one entry ID identity boundary, and one heavily audited Dataverse truth.
It completely eliminates the fragmented shadow IT that feels incredibly fast on day one, but absolutely crushes an organization under the weight of technical debt by year two.
Looking at this comprehensively, my stance as an IT professional remains firm on the requirements. We cannot and will not compromise on security boundaries, high trust certifications, or HIPAA compliance. The protection of regulated enterprise information is non-negotiable.
Of course.
However, the mechanics of the Dataverse architecture paired with this crossover workflow prove that enforcing rigorous enterprise governance does not inherently require paralyzing the business. By establishing a unified tenant boundary and leveraging managed environments, IT can actually provide a secure, scalable sandbox where innovation happens faster than it would out in the wild.
And from the perspective of the business innovator, this entirely validates our core motivation. I mean, we don't wake up wanting to create compliance risks. We don't want to manage infrastructure. We just want a frictionless, continuous path from a natural language idea to a hardened enterprise application.
Right.
When a platform allows us to start ideating in a rapid vibe coding interface and then fluidly pull that exact artifact into VS Code, injecting enterprise security automatically without hitting a wall, we get the absolute best of both worlds. We achieve the AI-driven operational speed we desperately need with the peace of mind that our solutions are actually built to last.
Examining this tension between IT control and business agility reveals a crucial insight. The most effective technical architectures don't force a compromise between speed and security. They don't make you negotiate which one you are willing to sacrifice today. Rather, they engineer a foundation where both imperatives coexist natively.
It practically proves that you can build with the chaotic speed of AI while governing with absolute enterprise confidence. I highly recommend that anyone listening dive into the underlying mechanics of the PowerApps CodeApps foundations in the source material. Look deeply at how these architectural theories translate into executable, automatically tested code on day one.
Absolutely. Look at how the scaffolding generates the authentication layers. Study the mechanics of the native MCP server and really draw your own conclusions about your organization's application strategy. Because ultimately, you can either keep trying to duct tape external tools together and hope the compliance audits don't catch you, or you can pour a unified foundation that actually scales with the future.